嗨，各位亲爱的小伙伴，大家早上好，我是姚老师，欢迎来到今天这一期的英语口语每日养成。今天这一期节目当中呢，我们来学习一段这样的英文台词，来自于《绝望的主妇》第二季第七集。首先呢，一起来听一下。
The Scavo twins have become persona non grata, and Lynette's secret dream of being able to take an occasional nap on Saturdays was growing dimmer and dimmer.
The Scavo twins have become persona non grata, and Lynette's secret dream of being able to take an occasional nap on Saturdays was growing dimmer and dimmer. Scavo 的双胞胎成了不受欢迎的人，因此 Lynette 内心深处想在周六小睡一番的希望也就愈发渺茫。The Scavo twins have become persona non grata, and Lynette's secret dream of being able to take an occasional nap on Saturdays.Was growing dimmer and dimmer. The Scavo twins had become persona non grata, and Lynette's secret dream of being able to take an occasional nap on Saturdays was growing dimmer and dimmer. 那么在这样一段比较长的英文台词当中呢，我们需要注意的发音技巧呢也比较多。首先呢，第一处当 had become 这样的两个单词呢，咱们放在一起可以有一个非常典型的失去爆破。那么你可以读成 had become had become， 而当 and Lynette 放在一起呢，我们会有一个不完全爆破的处理。那么这个时候呢，你可以读成 and Lynette and Lynette。 再往后面看 secret dream of这样的三个单词呢，我们放在一起，前两者呢有失去爆破的处理，而后两者呢可以做一个连读。那么此时呢，我们可以读成 secret dream of secret dream of。 而当 being able 这样的两个单词呢放在一起，咱们可以自然的连读一下，你呢可以变成 being able being able。 而当 take an occasional 这样的三个单词呢，咱们放在一起可以存在两处连读，那么你可以读成 take an occasional take an occasional。 而当你整体语速比较快的时候呢， nap 和 on 之间呢，咱们也可以选择去做一个连读，当然这个位置不连读也是没有任何问题的。连读的话呢，我们就可以读成 nap on nap on。 而 and dimmer 放在一起呢，我们可以有一个失去爆破的处理，那么你可以读成 and dimmer and dimmer。
It is often said that necessity is the mother of invention. This is how mothers came to invent playdates. So occasionally they could have a little time for themselves.
If you need me, I'll be at the salon.
But there are some mothers who don't get to take advantage of this maternal innovation. Mothers like Lynette Scavo, who was no longer able to rest on weekends because her twins no longer receive playdate invitations.Ever since they had convinced Sasha Eden's boy that a pair of magic wings would allow him to fly. And they had double dared Sharon Chazen's boy to ride his bike, blindfolded. And they had encouraged Lisa Siegman's boy to try an exciting new game called Toss the Brick. The Scavo twins had become persona non grata.And Lynette's secret dream of being able to take an occasional nap on Saturdays was growing dimmer and dimmer. Until one day...
Hey, tell the press to knock it off, all right? Did you hear me? I said stop it. Stand up. Stand up. Come here.
今天节目当中呢，我们来学习一下外来词 persona non grata 的用法。这个呢是拉丁语过来的词，可以理解成为不受欢迎的人，尤其是外交上我们说不受某个国家或者呢某个国家政府欢迎的人。它的单数形式呢其实就是 persona non grata， 复数形式呢应该是 personi non grati。 那么首先呢，我们来看看单数形式所对应的英文解释。 A person who is not wanted or welcome in a particular country because they are unacceptable to its government。 那么这样一个词呢，还可以经常简写成为 non grata。其实呢，有些词典还把它标注成为形容词的用法，也能理解。下面呢，我们来看一下几个例子。第一个 ，Several embassy staff were declared persona non grata and asked to leave the country within 48 hours。几名大使馆职员被公布为不受欢迎人物，被勒令在48小时内离开该国。Several embassy staff were declared persona non grata and asked to leave the country within 48 hours. 下面呢，我们来看一下第二个例子。The leaked memo made the ambassador a persona non grata. 泄露的备忘录使大使成为不受欢迎的人。The leaked memo made the ambassador a persona non grata. 下面呢，我们来看一下倒数第二个例子。The foreign minister declared the envoy to be persona non grata. 外交部部长宣布该特使为不受欢迎的人。The foreign minister declared the envoy to be persona non grata. 那么下面呢，我们来看一下最后这个例子。From the look on their faces, I was obviously persona non grata. 从他们的表情上来看，我显然是不受欢迎的人。From the look on their faces,I was obviously persona non grata. 那么今天节目的末尾呢，请各位同学尝试翻译一下句子，并留言在文章的留言区。这位外交官在那个国家显然不受欢迎。这位外交官在那个国家显然不受欢迎。那么这样一个句子，你会如何去使用我们刚刚学习过的这样一个外来词的词组去造句呢？希望各位同学呢可以踊跃的发言。本期节目呢，我们就先分享到这里。明天节目当中呢，我们再会啦 ，See you。